Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 13th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 3¾ cents at 613.5. May wheat up 5¼ cents at 684.5. And May beans down 15¾ cents at 1491.25. The meal was down 660. Oil was down 75 ticks. The wheat was the strongest here today. Funds were short, maybe 120,000 contracts coming into today in the wheat market. Looks like they're probably now short 110. But obviously, the funds were buying wheat, selling corn, buying wheat, selling beans. They've been short wheat, so they're buying that. They've been long corn and beans. You know, coming into today, they were still long 150 corn, 150 beans, somewhere in that range. So considering the volatility caused by the shakeup in the banking industry, as we talked about this morning, funds wanted out until things settle down out here. Now, the Dow Jones has been up and down all day. It's been as much as 350 higher to 400 higher. It's been down 300 to 400. We've had about an 8-point range in here today in the Dow. Right now, as I'm recording this, at almost 2 o'clock my time, we're up 135 points. The bonds are up 2 full points. Silver's up $1.40 an ounce. Gold's up almost 50 bucks an ounce. That's an indication that people are fleeing towards more stable or more hard currencies. I'm surprised they went into crypto. Frankly, the dollar is down 68. So they wanted to get into some kind of asset here. Frankly, I wouldn't be buying silver, gold, or Bitcoin up here, but that's what the market deemed worthy of their attention here today. Corn market down a little bit. Even though the export inspections weren't bad, 9.99 on corn. The beans were improved at 6.18. The wheat was the dog out here at 2.49. But we just didn't see much resistance in the wheat market. We opened lower and immediately rallied out here. The dollar's down 68 ticks at 103.87. They haven't reached any deal in the Russian-Ukrainian situation. The Russians apparently are looking for a 2-month extension. I wouldn't be surprised if they get it. But the U.S. and Ukraine will not capitulate to Russian demands for most anything else. So we'll see where that goes. But overall, you know, I think it was just a matter of the funds being so short the wheat. The corn, you know, I still think we've got a long way to the downside. I don't know that the fundamentals justify it out here, but sometimes we turn to these outside markets and the fundamentals take a back seat. The heat in Argentina, even this time of year, it's 100 degrees down there. They did have some rains, but they're talking about knocking several more million metric tons off corn and beans out here. So, you know, fundamentally with the problems with Ukrainian wheat, you know, we should be a lot higher than we are in the wheat in the corn market. But the wheat's had a little bit of a bounce here, but nothing real dramatic yet. But it may keep coming. Really not a whole lot of other news. Every time the Dow rallied, the grains tried to rally. When the Dow would break, the grains would break, or at least corn and beans would. The beans late in the day gave up close to about a dime out here. It looked like there may have been some Brazilian hedging into the market. There's 53% harvested. It's behind last year at 64%, but about average, which means that they still have an awful lot of beans to cut and potentially some more hedging out here. Again, with this volatility out here, it's hard to predict what this market's going to do. Can we see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow with corn and beans higher? Sure we could. With the Dow Jones, assuming it closes higher today, lower. With bonds up 2 points today, could they close lower? You know, I think that's all possible out here. I think everything kind of overreached here today. But, the president seemingly took the fears out of the market a little bit by saying that depositors would be covered to the full extent of their deposits through the FDIC rather than the taxpayer. So that seemed to calm the market somewhat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.